Blog Talk Radio.
I don't want a lot for Christmas. There is just one thing I need. I don't care about the presents underneath the Christmas tree. I just want you for my own, more than you could ever know. Make my wish come.
Hey, 3 weeks ago.
a few weeks ago.
Hey, everyone. Thank you for having me.
Welcome.
Thank you for having me back.
Thank you. You guys have got to look at her fashion, especially all you girls planning for prom early. She got it. Just come to her. Also,
yeah.
We have Gerard here with us today. What's up, Gerard?
Hey, y'all.
Hey. We have Elise. Hey, Elise.
Hey.
Yeah, okay. Y'all sound so dry. Anyway, I'm going to talk a little funny because I got this retainer in my mouth. I just got my braces off, so yay for me. But anyway, this is day three. Girl, we're not going to start this. This is day three of Ignited at 12 Days of Christmas, guys. And starting tomorrow, we will have our big music week. On Monday, we have the guys from Hip Hop Cartoon Urban, and we also have Trevor Jackson and Pecan Cash next week. So it's going to be packed with a lot of fun stuff. You guys don't want to miss it. And I saw these movies. Vanessa just came from the movie, so I assume she saw one of these. So at number one, we have The Hunger Games, Mockingjay Part 2. Is that what you went to go see, Vanessa?
Of course. And it was so much better than the first one. Like, well, it was okay. It was better than the first one, but it wasn't like, I don't know. It was good. It was okay.
You know, I
saw it
after
as well.
The first one. You did? Was it good? How was
it? Yeah, it was really good. It, for me, it was slow at first. Like, the first hour was really slow. And then it, like, picked up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I stopped watching Hunger Games after the first one because after the other one just seemed so bad to me.
Really?
And I know I'm not the only one. You know, like, the first one was so good, and I think you have so high expectations, and then when they don't meet them, you're just really upset. So I really stopped watching it after the first one. I didn't like the other one. There's another third one. I actually fell asleep in the theater. This is a true story.
Oh, wow.
It was that night. I woke up at the scene when the boy was acting crazy, like he was possessed. I was like, oh, I fell asleep. I'm hearing good ones about this one, so that's still number one at the box office, so that's great. It's been number one for a week now, and now it's up to a total of $564 million, and that's great. Number two, In the Heart of the Sea, the new movie with Chris Hemsworth, where a lot of y'all have said on past show that if it was up to y'all, y'all would do the same thing where y'all would eat people if that was your last resort. I still say no. I can't imagine eating human flesh. I don't know about that.
I say no.
I mean, I don't know. If you're about to die, like, come on now. You're about to die.
I just die.
The only thing you can do, I'll probably just close my eyes and be like, Lord, please forgive me for what I'm about to do. But I have to do it in order to survive. That's basically like committing suicide, knowing that you have food right there, but you choose not to eat and you die of starvation.
I don't believe that it's committing suicide. I believe, like, okay, so if you were to eat a human, that would be the same thing, you know, as killing someone else. And you're not supposed to kill others.
What if I kill them? What if, like, somebody else kills them, you know? They just like, okay, we just gonna eat this person's shoes. Too bad for them.
Are there any other surroundings around us besides people? I think I missed the question. If we were stranded.
Plants and stuff where I can definitely eat the fruits and stuff, then why would I eat a person? But if we're just stranded in the desert and it's just us, I'm sorry.
Okay.
Well, you know, their boat had kind of broke down and they got stranded on a land, and I'm pretty sure it had no fruit because they wanted to eat humans. So, and this is a true story, so they actually ate other people. Like, being around people you know and just having to decide who's going to kill, who to eat, I don't know. That's very crazy. I almost hope that it's a true story. But anyway, that's number two. it's coming in with $50 million, so it's doing pretty good. Also, number three, the animated movie The Good Dinosaur has made a total of $167 million, and this week it's made $10 million, so all these movies are pretty good.
Yeah, I've seen that movie too. That movie was so funny. It was so funny. I loved it.
Thank you, because you're one of the people who pay for one movie at 3 o'clock and be there all night hopping every other movie for free.
Yes, that is me, definitely. I be in ATL, like, that's where I live.
I do it too, so I ain't even going to say nothing about you. But anyway, you guys know the song that I played previously. Well, first of all, okay, I'm going to ask each of you, what do you guys think is the most played holiday song? Everybody, what do y'all say?
Mariah Carey.
I think it's in statistics that it is the most played song.
Everybody says Mariah?
Yes.
Elise, what do you say? You say Mariah, too. I didn't hear you say
anything. I'm not sure. I don't really listen to, I don't know. That's the one I hear the most, though, because my dad is in love with her.
you can't help it with Mariah Carey.
Right.
But I'm just sad she lost her voice.
Me too. That was funny, though.
Too.
It was so hilarious.
Yeah. I don't think she doesn't sound nearly as good as she used to.
Yeah, you guys know she has vocal nodules. She said it, and I understand why, because back in her time, her hitting all those high whistle notes and touring constantly and having all these albums out, it wore her voice down, and now she has vocal nodules, and it's very, very sad.
Yeah. Just like
I don't
that
mean
girl,
to change the
perfect.
I was going to say, I don't mean to change the subject, but did you guys see the holiday special with Taraji and Terrence the other night?
Oh, no.
and Chris Brown performed, and he sounded horrible?
No.
No.
Oh, my gosh. It was a mess. It was a mess. He sung his song.
That is so sad.
What song did he sung that song he was really popular for, like during Christmas, a couple of years ago? This Christmas.
Yes,
that's what he sung.
I knew it.
Yeah.
Oh,
that's a very popular song too, though.
Yeah, I love that song.
I mean, was he dancing with it? Was he like out of breath? Is that why he sounded bad? Or
yeah,
he was dancing.
They said that he was sick. Like, that's what they tried to say, but it was a mess. Like, I was shocked how bad it was. And if you look on Instagram and stuff and type in like Chris Brown, he should pop up and you'll be able to see like snippets of how bad he sounded. And then Tank pretty much came in and saved the day. Like, it was bad.
Well, I hope
that is so
funny. The holiday ain't going to be fun of you. I know it's been Mariah Carey ever since she did that Rockefeller and they showed like her real voice, I guess.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
But here's the thing with Mariah Carey. Even though she can't sing as good as she used to, it's Mariah Carey. You got to think about it. Just she's up to a status so high, it really doesn't matter if she sings anymore or not. All her songs are just so good. And all the number one hits, it really doesn't matter. She's still a legend.
You're right.
Hopefully she gets that one. But anyway, Mariah Carey, her song used to be number one. But sadly, it's been replaced, and it's shocking, actually. You know, it's no longer the number one most played holiday song. The first by the playlist was based on the playlist from 400 retail stores, ranked The Shins' Wonderful Christmas Time as the number one most played holiday song in retail stores. And I never heard of this song until today, so I was like, what?
What? I can believe that, though. I can. Before I was a fashion designer, I used to work for Bath & Body Works, and they played that song, like, to death. as well as the Mariah Carey song. So I can't believe that.
Well, that's funny. So we're going to play the song right now, and y'all just tell me what y'all think of it. So here is Wonderful Christmas Time.
The mood is right. The spirit's up. We're here tonight.
Artists do that all the time, though.
They do. And yeah, and she said that too. She said, and she was hurt because she really loves Beyonce and Jay-Z, and like they should be more respectful. Like Toni Braxton is, you know, not at all. She's one of those top dog female voices. Like she's a legendary artist to me, and it's like how can kind of new artists come in and try to do that to her? So it's like I feel her on that though. That's very shady.
Yep.
But anyway, still bad for Toni. Her song is still kind of better to me though. I like it. Y'all listen to it. It's called Me and My Girlfriend. But anyway, sad news for Ed Sheeran fans. Kind of sad. He said he is officially taking a break from all social media. His Instagram post today stated, "I am taking a break from my phone, emails, and all social media for a while. I've had such an amazing ride over the last 5 years, but I find myself seeing the world through a screen and not my eyes. So I'm taking this opportunity of me not having to be anywhere or do anything, travel the world, and see everything I missed. To my friends and family, you will understand me buggering off for a while, but to my fans, the third album is on its way and is the best one I've made thus far. See you all next autumn, and thank you for being amazing."
Awesome.
He's been touring nonstop.
Yeah.
I thought I really love Ed Sheeran. I think the world really started to know Ed Sheeran's music and love him. So he's been highly wanted. So now he's just taking a break. But I agree with what he says, like seeing everything through a screen, because everybody, you know, every like nowadays people can't live without their phone, as they say.
It's actually crazy. Like I was out, you know, just observing with my brother one night, and we were riding to go to Chick-fil-A, and we were just talking, and we saw people like running, working out, like with their phone in their hand. Somebody was riding a bike; he had his phone in his hand. This girl was walking across the street, her phone in her hand. Like, it's just crazy how we're so attached, like, to our phones for everything. Like, things that when we're riding a bike, running, like, things we shouldn't even have a phone, like, for. We're just so attached. Mm-hmm. So I get it. I understand what he's saying.
Yeah, that is true. People are too attached to their phones. That's good. You barely see people go outside anymore. I don't want to say this like a mom, but when I was younger, seven or eight, when I had a trampoline broke down now because we kept getting on it, everyone used to come over to my house to jump on a trampoline, and we used to play fun with like hide and seek. And I honestly don't see any kids outside in my neighborhood anymore. It's like, where am I?
Nobody goes outside anymore, for real, though.
No one. I think, like, we're the last generation. Like, even though I'm a little bit older than you guys, not by much, but I feel like we were the last generation that parents actually made us go outside and play. Like, and when we had, like, game systems and stuff, we could play them, but there was a time limit, like, for us to play them. We couldn't play them all day. Like, they would make us go outside. Like, kids nowadays don't know what it is to go outside. When you say go outside, they're like, what's that? Like, what are we going to do?
That's true. And kids know more about technology than a lot of, like, old adults, which is so funny to me. My seven-year-old called me. When I said he worked that computer like a pro, it was so funny. I was like, oh, my gosh. Kids are learning fast. So, yeah, it is kind of sad, though. Technology is, I feel like it's making people a little lazy, too, in some ways. It's helped us out a lot, but I think it's
messed
up. Anyway, so we have two birthdays today. Dick Van Dyke is 90 years old. So, happy birthday to him. Miss 1989 herself, Taylor Swift, is 26 years old. So, that's so cool. And for those of you who weren't able to go to her 1989 world tour because you didn't have money like me, she will be doing a special TV tour, like live footage of my tour on Apple Music December 20th. So let's get to that. But anyway,
oh, wow.
You guys want to. Yeah, that's good. I'm going to watch that. So here's one of my favorite old songs by Taylor Swift, Back to December. And when we get back, we're going to talk about how to be cute and stylish without being cold this winter and this holiday season. Yeah, we're going to do that when my phone is on. Yeah. You guys like Taylor Swift?
Yeah, I love Taylor Swift.
Yeah.
She brings
out
my inner
girl.
She's screaming it. Here's Back to December.
I'm so glad you made time to see me. How's life? Tell me, how's your family? I haven't seen them in a while. You've been good, busier than ever. With small talk, work and the weather. Your guard is up and I know why. Because the last time you saw me, it still burned in the back of your mind. You gave me roses and I left.
She had a lot of, like, hits on the album. I just think, like, when he jumped on stage, it pretty much made her known, like, to
that, and just like August Alsina, everybody will not remember when he cursed out the 106 and Park host. My thing is, controversy happens, people know about it. It seems like you get more popular or something. That happened with most of them. But anyway, here to talk about today, Jasmine, since you are like the fashion expert. What are some of your favorite holiday clothing? That's what we want to talk about. A lot of people want to be cute, but, you know, we don't want to be cold at the same time. So, give us some tips on how to do that.
Well, honestly, like, I think that I dress better in warmer weather. A lot of people say, like, you know, the cold weather is like when you know like who the real like fashionistas are, but I don't like cold weather, so when it's cold I usually like stay inside a lot of times. But I can recommend that some of the fashion trends now, like for the winter, are definitely the fur coats, which I love. Like, I love fur coats. I actually just designed one. It's black, and it's really, really, really furry. Like, and I call it the extreme fur coat. But I would suggest, like, fur coat, and then you can also layer. Like, I love the layered look, like, with socks. That way you're kind of, like, comfortable, you know, but still warm and cute. When you do, like, tights and, like, knee-high socks, like, that's always big to do that as well. And I would also say, like, just be comfortable. Like, honestly, a lot of times in the winter, like, if you layer more, you look like you actually thought about it rather than you just putting on a sweater and jeans. Like, if you put on a sweater and, like, layer it with a scarf or, like, layer it with a fur coat or layer it with, like, another jacket or leather, you look like you actually thought about what you were going to wear more so than, you know, I just want to be warm, you know, that kind of thing. But, yeah, you shouldn't really think about it too much. It's supposed to be fun. Like, fashion should be fun and what you want to wear.
I wouldn't be able to say it. Gerard, what about you for the American Festival? What advice can you
give to some
men who
want to
dress nice, you know, without being cold?
I like basically what she said. Just layer it, because that's what I try to do.
Yeah.
And make
layering
it look different.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. That's what I do.
That's layer a lot.
Yeah, it's all about layering.
Can y'all expand on layering a little more? Some people may be thinking layering, like wearing 5 shirts or whatever. But so what exactly do you mean by layering?
Like, what I mean by that is, like, there's multiple ways you can layer. Like, okay, usually to keep warm, like, if you wear a sweater, you would put a shirt underneath that to keep warm. But my thing is, like, when you layer, don't just think about, okay, I'm going to put this T-shirt under this sweater or whatever. Think about the color of it and say, you know what, hey, I can do that, but I can, what if I, like, have it sticking out at the bottom a little bit? Or what if, like, I really like warm weather. I really like spring. What if I wore, like, shorts with tights and then put knee-high socks, like, over the tights? Just, like, layering things that you can wear in the spring that you can make work for the winter. And also with, like, knee-high boots, those are very in. Layering, I love, like, wearing socks under thigh-high boots and, you know, knee-high boots and stuff like that. Scarves are always used to layer as well. Layering on, you don't have to wear just one scarf. Like, you can wear more than one scarf. So pretty much color coordinating and wearing multiple items of clothes.
Yeah, so like you guys can say it's kind of basically almost the same thing from a male and female perspective.
Yeah.
It's like the same concept. Alright, that's great.
I actually I love menswear clothing in the winter, like way better than women's wear clothing. Because I feel like men can do so much more, you know, like with the pea coats. And like, women wear pea coats too, but I just feel like I love men's winter wear a lot. It's so much
it's
you
so
can
much
do with
I
it.
Can. Yep.
Yeah. And then like you guys can do like, you know, long trench coats, stuff like that. Like,
yep.
Yeah.
Maybe
I
on
like
sale too.
Yeah.
Y'all can for sure with them pea coats on.
Yes, like I love a good peacoat. A good peacoat, like with a suit. Like I'm more of like I like the suit and tie look. So like a lot of times if you get on Instagram and you look at pictures, like, you know, men will have on suits and like a scarf with like a long peacoat, like layering, like I said earlier, and gloves, hats, like really cool stuff you can do with it.
So, do you guys have any favorite designers when it comes to winter wear, like people's fashion that you look for during wintertime, or do you just whatever catches your eye?
Honestly, Chanel goes in like on winter wear. I like their spring, you know, spring collections and stuff. But if you guys, like, ever get on YouTube and just look up shows, Chanel shows, their jackets for winter are amazing because they're, like, really, really thick. And they use a lot of tweed and suede and what's the other fabric? I can't think of it right now. Suede, tweed. I can't think of it. Cashmere, things like that, like thicker fabrics that you would only wear for winter, but they make it their own by like attaching like a leather sleeve that looks like, I don't want to say like an animal, but you know that animal like on Pokemon that their back would, like, this is old, but his back had like spikes on it. Chanel had a jacket that was made out of leather, and it was spiked on the sleeves of the jacket. Like, it was so cool. But I love their winter wear.
Okay. What about you, Dua? Do you have any favorite designers for your winter clothing?
It's a lot of stuff that catches my eye. But I most definitely say Polo.
Polo.
Yeah.
Is that your favorite brand clothing to wear? That's your favorite to wear?
Yes.
All right. That's good. Polo. Everybody likes a little polo. Also, Jasmine, what I have on right now, do you like UGG boots? Is that a great one?
Yeah, I do.
Yes, I do.
I have a pair. I have a good dark brown pair I love. I got to get me another pair because I've had those for like 3 years now, and it's worth the money. I'm going to tell you now, it's really worth the money because they last. And my thing is like, UGGs are not in the fashion world. Like UGGs will not be considered quote unquote like fashionable, but you can, like I was saying earlier, like if you wear them in layer or, you know, wear them with certain things, they can, you can dress them up, like, or down. But I think Nicki Minaj, Nicki Minaj didn't have one. She had a picture she put on Instagram. She had on another pair of boots. They weren't Uggs, I believe. But it's a way, like, you can dress them up and down without them being so, like, plain.
So I have a quick question. Do you have any, like, celebrity favorites, maybe, who you think dress so good during the winter time? Like, is there any celebrity that always catches your eye, like, oh, this is great, or any that you've seen recently who've had great winter fashion wear that you like?
That's a hard question. Okay. I absolutely love Zendaya. I love her style. I can't necessarily say, like, for winter, because, like, she pretty much slays, like, any season to me. but I just love her style because like, she can dress up, but she knows how to dress down, like, as well, but still look really put together. So I love Zendaya's style. I actually really like Nicki Minaj's style, because, you know, she changed, because she used to be, like, really, really crazy and stuff like that, but I love her more, calm and simple style now. So I really like her style. And then you can't go wrong with Beyonce, of course, like, you know, when she steps out. And to be honest, I like Kendall Jenner. I love Kendall Jenner's style as well. It's really, like, simple. She wears a lot of, like, neutral colors, you know, like greens and army greens, nudes, black, like, white. I like stuff like that.
Mm-hmm. I like Kendall Jenner, too. What about you, Gerard? Mm-hmm. Do you have any celebrities who you love, their fashion, what they wear?
Calvin Klein and Michael Kors.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously,
I love the belt. And the socks.
That's posing as well.
Yep. And, of course, Ralph Lauren again.
Yeah, Ralph Lauren. So we talked about a lot of fashion do's. Like, really quick, before our time is over, what are a few of your fashion don'ts do you guys think for people not to do this winter season?
Ooh, that's a good question.
Yeah, it is.
That's a really good question. Yeah, that's a good question. Yeah, I'm thinking. It kind of goes into where you can say, like, if you're looking at the trends, like, what's in and what's not. My thing is, like, I follow trends, but I don't really follow the trend. Like, I kind of wear what I want to wear, you know?
That's me.
So, it
can be the same thing, but you can change it.
Mm-hmm. Right. So I can't really go into, like, what's a don't. I guess I don't like, okay, you know what, I'm going to say this. I can say don't be matchy-matchy. I don't like it when people are very, very, like, matchy-matchy. Because nowadays, I'll throw on something random, like, with a color you would never, like, put together. And I think it goes together. So I would say, like, don't be matchy-matchy and wear, like, red and green together, like, obvious colors that you would
do. I do hit that. Well, thank you all so much. And I know all of you listeners got some great fashion tips, and hopefully you will use them all this winter season. So, Jasmine, tell everyone your Instagram, social media, how they can contact you. Maybe they even had a few more questions.
Yeah. Okay, so you can contact me on my Instagram at page 17, and the 17 is Roman numeral, so XVII. And then you can also, if anybody has any questions, just email me at info@page17byjs.com. And I'm also on Facebook as well. So Page 17 by Jasmine S is the whole name that I go by.
All right. That's about it. Thank you guys so much.